This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 102,831. That's the number of new COVID cases in this country yesterday, a record, sadly. 14 states had a record number of people hospitalized with the virus. There are some things we've learned by now that make a big difference in reducing the spread of coronavirus. Masks, of course, washing our hands, yes, social distancing, that too. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, paid sick leave.
At least 17 European countries, Japan, Australia, and Canada, guarantee some paid sick leave. The U.S. does not, which often means people end up going to work sick, says Ruth Milkman, a labor sociologist at the City University of New York.
People are forced to choose between making a living and protecting their own health and that of their families, and often they choose to make a living.
Which is not great when you're trying to control the spread of a highly contagious virus. So in March, Congress and the White House approved 2 weeks of emergency paid sick leave for COVID-related reasons. In the 38 states that did not already mandate some kind of paid sick leave, a new study shows the law made a big difference.
We saw 400 fewer cases per day.
Nicholas Zebarth is one of the authors of the study and an economist at Cornell. He says the effect of the new law adds up to about 15,000 fewer cases per day.
Because workers in some states could now, for the first time, take paid sick leave.
That's even though the law
essentially left out 106 million workers nationwide.
Pranitha Gupta with the advocacy group, the Center for Law and Social Policy, says the emergency sick leave policy does not apply to companies with more than 500 employees. A lot of smaller companies have been able to get exemptions, and a lot of workers who are covered don't know it. The law will expire at the end of December, and Gupta says if Congress doesn't extend it,
you're going to see the spread of contagion. And as the nation tries to recover and tries to reopen, it'll continue to hamper that reopening, and it'll have long-term impacts.
On people's health and well-being, she says, and on the nation's economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.